The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And for this program, we're going to start out with the Raleigh Little Theater. The box office phone number there is 919-821-3111. Of course, the Raleigh Little Theater complex is two blocks west of Cameron Village. Okay, they've added some extra performances to the Little Shop of Horrors. It now runs through March 4th. Of course, the musical comedy about the floral assistant, and that's Seymour Krelborn, and a weird flower named Audrey II. Again, that's running through March 4th. March 16th through April 1st, it's Beanstalk the Musical. Exactly like nothing that you've ever seen before, not even in a book. This fun family show follows the adventures of Jack, a young boy with his head in the clouds and his nose in a book of fairy tales, filled with hilarious characters, toe-tapping tunes, and more twists than a climbing vine. This is one show that's guaranteed to grow and grow and grow right into your heart. Also on the listing for Raleigh Little Theater, April 13th through the 22nd, it's Alice at Wonderland. The folly of the 21st century collides with the madness of Wonderland in this rockin' new musical adaptation that remains fairly faithful to Lewis Carroll's original tale. May 11th through the 27th, it's Blood Done Sign My Name. It's a world premiere version. Mike Whaley brings to life the recollection of author Tim Tyson surrounding the 1970 murder of Henry Dickey Morrow in Oxford, North Carolina, and the events that followed. Morrow, who was black, was chased from a local store by three white men after reportedly making a crude remark to one of the men's wives. They brutally beat Morrow and then killed him with a bullet to the head in view of multiple witnesses. Despite the eyewitness reports, an all-white jury acquitted the men. The town's black community responded to the events with an uprising that destroyed downtown businesses and several tobacco warehouses that held at least $1 million in harvested crops. Tyson, who was 10 at the time, recounts how the conflagration of events shaped his life. He offers us an opportunity to examine our own roles in the complex and often confusing racial fabric of America. And finally, Raleigh Little Theater, June 8th through the 24th, Don't Dress for Dinner. All performances are wheelchair accessible. An audio description service and sign language are available for select performances, as well as assistive listening. Trained service dogs are welcome. Okay, the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, the phone number 919-996-8700. Friday, February 23rd, Blind Boy Paxton. This is a Pinecone-sponsored event, Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. Also Friday, February 23rd, Thrillers, an evening with John Grisham and John Hart. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall at 7:30. Friday through Sunday, February 23rd through the 25th, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, in concert featuring the North Carolina Symphony. Audiences will be able to relive the magical adventure of Harry Potter's second year at school like never before. This concert features Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets in high definition, while the North Carolina Symphony performs John Williams' otherworldly score. Memorial Auditorium performances at 7:30 on Friday and Saturday, and then 2 o'clock on Sunday. Saturday, February 24th, it's Dixie's Tupperware Party, Fletcher Opera Theater, 2 shows, 3 and 8. Monday, February 26th, The Cat in the Hat. This is classic productions for students. From the moment his tail, red, white, striped hat, Sally and her brother know that the Cat in the Hat is the funniest, most mischievous cat they have ever met, with the trickiest of tricks and the craziest of ideas. He is certainly fun to play with. Performances, this is about an hour in length and recommended for grades K through 4, 9:45 and 11:45 a.m. Thursday, March 1st, Rodriguez. The legendary singer-songwriter, known only by his surname, is a self-taught guitarist. He began performing in bars and clubs around the city of Detroit in the 1960s as the city suffered post-industrial urban decay. It was there that he recorded 2 studio albums, Cold Fact, that was in 1969, and Coming From Reality in 1971. This is Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 o'clock. Friday, March 2nd, Molly Tuttle. This is a Pinecone event. Influenced by the songwriting styles of Welch and Dylan, Molly is a virtuoso multi-instrumentalist and award-winning songwriter with a distinctive voice. Earlier this year, she became the first woman nominated for IBMA's Guitar Player of the Year Award. She is also nominated for Female Vocalist of the Year and Emerging Artist of the Year. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, March 2nd and 3rd, Dvorak's Cello Concerto, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, May Mandy Concert Hall, both evenings at 8 o'clock. March 2nd through the 18th, it's Midsummer Night's Dream, Theater Raleigh Family Series. This Shakespeare comedy portrays the events surrounding the marriage of Theseus, the Duke of Athens, to Hippolyte, the former queen of the Amazons. Saturday, March 3rd, Cirque d'Or, with an array of the world's greatest acrobats, contortionists, aerial artists, Cirque d'Or has been entertaining fans around the world with tremendous popularity. Fletcher Opera Theater, 2 performances, 3 and 8. Then Wednesday, March 7th, Pieces of Gold, Wake County Public Schools. United Arts is proud to partner with the school system for the Pieces of Gold Student Talent Showcase. Pieces of Gold, a Wake County staple for more than 30 years, features 1,000 Wake County Public School System students singing, dancing, and performing to a packed Memorial Auditorium. The funds generated from ticket sales provide direct support for the school system's arts education programs. This is at Memorial Auditorium, Wednesday, March 7th at 7 p.m. All right, we're going to move on to audio described performances. Already mentioned, Sunday, February 18th, Little Shop of Horrors, Raleigh Little Theater at 3 p.m. Also on Sunday, February 18th, Bent, Justice Theater Project. It's a 1979 play. It revolves around the persecution of gays in Nazi Germany. Curtain goes up at 3. Tuesday, February 20th, is Tartuffe. The man of the house has lost his mind. He has been blinded by the counterfeit zeal of a penniless scoundrel who fully intends to make off with his wife, his livelihood, and maybe the kitchen sink. Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill. That performance is at 7:30. Friday, February 23rd, Hairspray, University Theater, Stewart Theater, NC State University. Of course, this is about Tracy Turnblad and her desire to be on the popular Corny Collins show. Performance is at 7:30. Thursday, February 25th, it's Scraps, the Ragtime Girl of Oz. Scraps springs to life in mid-childhood, created from a patchwork quilt and born to Dr. Pip's magic powder of life. The strange doctor contrived her as a slave, but she promptly rejects that role, choosing instead to go on an adventure with Ojo. Ojo and Scraps' mission? To collect ingredients that will form a potion to revive Ojo's laconic uncle, temporarily turned to stone in a lab accident. Naturally, they succeed. This is Applause Carry Youth Theater, Carry Arts Center at 3. And then Saturday, March 10th, on the audio-described performances list, Phantom of the Opera, Deepak, at 8:30. Durham Performing Arts Center, speaking of, this Deepak, of course, on Vivian Street in Durham. February 23 and 24, that's a Friday and Saturday, Rain, a tribute to the Beatles. Sunday, February 25th, the 6th annual Bull City Food and Beer Experience. All ticket holders must be at least 21. And must bring a valid photo ID. The event organizers reserve the right to refuse service to anyone at any time. February 28th through March 11th, the Phantom of the Opera, as we've just mentioned. Thursday, March 15th, Funny Man Jerry Seinfeld. His shows, he's got two of them, 7 and 9:30. Right now, of course, he had the Seinfeld show for years, and he's also the guy behind the series Comedians in Cars Drinking Coffee. Still no date yet on Hamilton in 2018. Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock unless noted. Thursday, February 15th, it's the Earls of Leicester. Friday, February 16th, an acoustic evening with Trey Anastasio. Saturday, February 17th, International Championship of Collegiate Acapella. This is the South Quarterfinal. Tickets are $28.88, and the performances start at 7. Thursday, February 22nd, Tape Face, $35 tickets. Wednesday, February 28th, Dance Theater of Harlem. 48 years ago, Arthur Mitchell and his mentor founded Dance Theater of Harlem as a beacon of hope for the youth in the underprivileged neighborhood where Mitchell grew up. An acclaimed principal dancer with George Balanchine's New York City Ballet, Mitchell took the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as a call to action. Drawing on his expertise and his prominence as the first African-American to be a permanent member of a major U.S. ballet company, Mitchell's groundbreaking idea was to transform the lives of young people in Harlem by providing training in classical ballet. Ticket prices range from $37.48 to $83.16. Thursday, March 1st at Carolina Theater, Michael Jr.'s. Michael's entry into comedy was almost preordained years ago in a crowded Grand Rapids, Michigan movie theater. The projector malfunctioned. The film snapped, the house lights came on, and acting on a dare, young Michael jumped in front of the restless crowd and took center stage. When the theater manager tried to usher him out, the audience demanded he stay, and Michael Jr. discovered his gift. Tickets are $25 and $45. Sunday, March 4th, it is Gregory Porter. Gregory has played to sold-out houses at Duke performances twice in recent years, moving into ever grander venues as his fame grows. Again, that's Gregory Porter, Sunday, March 4th, Carolina Theater. And as long as we're in Durham, we'll talk about Duke performances. All shows start at 8, unless noted. Wednesday through Sunday, February 21st through the 25th, Bedlam's Hamlet and St. Joan. When New York actors Eric Tucker and Andrus Nichols chose the name Bedlam for their upstart theater company in 2012, they no doubt intended it to convey the energy and audacity of their mission. Using minimal staging and bare spaces, Bedlam sought to recreate canonical classics with postmodern zeal. Vander Haven Studio Theater at Rubenstein Arts Center. There is an issue regarding the Friday night performance, so call the box office at 919-684-4444. Saturday and Sunday, February 24 and 25, Shai Wozner, Schubert's Last Sonatas. Over the last decade, the brilliant Israeli-born New York-based pianist Shai Wozner has earned spots as a soloist with the world's top orchestras, a coveted Avery Fisher Career Grant, laurels from the New York Times and the BBC, and collaborations with some of the world's brightest young composers. Wozner's reputation stems in part from his deep devotion to Schubert. Both performances at Nelson Music Room are sold out, but you never know, there may be cancellations. Thursday, March 1st, Alsara and the Nubatones. It's Alsara's circuitous journey toward stardom began as a double refugee, first from conflict in her native Sudan, then from the civil war in neighboring Yemen. After arriving in New York in the mid-90s, Alsara turned to music as a living link to her homeland. Modico Music Hall at 8 o'clock. Thursday through Saturday, March 8th through the 10th, world premiere, the opera. Is technology making or breaking our world? That question is central to the opera, a bold new opera to be developed and premiered at Duke University, that uses the high drama framework of opera and advanced technology to explore ideas of apocalypse, renewal, and survival in the modern age. The performance is at Vander Haden Studio Theater at Rubenstein Arts Center. Carolina Performing Arts, this is, of course, at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall, unless noted. We have two performances from Gob Squad on Thursday, February 22nd. We are Gob Squad, and so are you. Using text, video archive, and soundtrack, this playful performance lecture on authenticity, truth, fiction, and collective identity unfolds as a moving meditation on the nature of self. This is at Current Art Space and Studio at 7:30. Then the Gob Squad is back Friday and Saturday, February 23rd and 24th, with Revolution Now. Is now the time for revolution? What would you be willing to sacrifice? Prepare to be locked in the theater with a live video link to the street as you debate manifestos, reenact revolutions, turn electric guitars up to 11, and sing rousing songs, all with the aim of inspiring one passerby to join in. Gob Squad searches for beauty in the everyday, seeking words of wisdom from passing strangers. This is at Kermit Art Space and Studio at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, March 6th, Cloud Gate Dance Theater of Taiwan. Off the coast of 16th century China, Portuguese sailors saw a great verdant mass rising from the sea. anointing the future Taiwan, they exclaimed, "Formosa, beautiful." Born from land and lore, Formosa is a work of abstract beauty in which only the universal remains. Love and life mediated by tragedy, hope, and rebirth. At the real projected images evoke mountains and rivers, earthquakes, and tsunamis. The show is at 7:30. Arts NC State Ticket Central is in Thompson Hall. February 21st through the 25th, it is Hairspray, the Broadway musical. Of course, once again, Tracy Turnblad wants to be very badly on the Corny Collins show. Saturday, February 24th, SOMI. NPR calls SOMI the quintessential artist citizen of the world. Born in Illinois, the daughter of immigrants from Uganda and Rwanda, SOMI has worked for the last decade carving out a career as a renowned jazz vocalist, songwriter, and activist. Performances are set for 5 and 8 p.m. at Thompson Hall's Titmus Theater. Sunday, March 11th, Dragons Love Tacos. This is part of the Kids Stuff series. Dragons love all sorts of tacos except spicy ones. When a boy throws his new dragon friends a spicy salsa taco party, red-hot trouble ensues. In their newest musical review, TheaterWorks USA rocks out with a rollicking interpretation of Dragons Love Tacos and four other beloved children's books, which are Interrupting Chicken, The Dot, Mercy Watson Goes for a Ride, Cowboy Kate and Coco School Days. This all starts at 3 o'clock. Thursday and Friday, March 22nd and 23rd, Panoramic Dance Project Concert. This year, the concert will feature a diverse range of dance styles, including Afro-Cuban, Latin, hip-hop, modern, and tap. Well, I know, as all of you have heard, Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour is coming to Raleigh. You've got a lot of time to prepare. You'll be at PNC Arena in Raleigh on March 12, 2019. That tour goes on for a long time. The tour wraps in 2021. Sir Elton John last played Raleigh in 2012. A reminder about the North Carolina Heritage Awards. It's on the calendar for May 23rd. The event features performances and demonstrations by a diverse array of musicians, dancers, and potters. The ceremony will highlight transmission, the sharing of traditional art forms with future generations of artists. Now, the Heritage Awards ceremony will recognize six outstanding North Carolina artists. Asha Bala of Cumberland County. She's a performer and instructor of South Indian dance. Glenn and Lula Bullock of Caldwell County, potters, musicians, and storytellers. Arville Freeman of Buncombe County, Western North Carolina, fiddler. Robert Dick Knight of Lenoir County, soul, R&B, and jazz trumpet player. And Tony Williamson of Chatham County, multi-genre mandolinist rooted in bluegrass music. The 2018 Heritage Awards ceremony is set for Duke Energy Center's Fletcher Opera Theater, May 23rd at 7:30. Tickets are $23.60, and this year's ceremony also celebrates the North Carolina Arts Council's 50th anniversary. Okay, the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road. Of course, their Sights and Sounds concert series continues, all events at 2 o'clock on Sundays, unless noted. March 18th, it's the American Chamber Players. May 13th, Symphony Winds. And May 20th, North Carolina Viol Consort. Also on the schedule at the North Carolina Museum of Art, Thursday, February 22nd, Salsa African Style. That starts at 7. Then we have the first of the three dates for the summer concerts. Three of them have been set. The first one that they announced, Friday, June 8th, it's First Aid Kit. This is a Swedish folk duo of sisters, and they start things off June 8th, touring their acclaimed breakthrough album, Ruins. British singer and songwriter Jade Bird will open for First Aid Kit. Saturday, June 23rd, Mandolin Orange. This Chapel Hill group most recently played Raleigh this past New Year's Eve, opening for the Avett Brothers at PNC Arena. And the last date that has been announced so far, Saturday, August 18th, Trombone Shorty's Voodoo Throwdown. The concert celebrates the tricentennial of the city of New Orleans. By the way, Throwdown was Throuxdown. So, a lot of people in the Louisiana area with a French-sounding name that has those first letters, Throux. Okay, that's it for the North Carolina Museum of Art. A couple of additions to the lineup for the Coastal Credit Music Park, Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, Thursday, June 14th, Styx, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and Tesla. Friday, June 29th, Leonard Skinner. Tuesday, July 17th, Chicago and REO Speedwagon. Friday, October 12th, Chris Stapleton, Marty Stewart, and Brent Cobb. And it all starts Friday, May 11th, with Steely Dan along with the Doobie Brothers. Red Hat Amphitheater season right now, starting out on Tuesday, May 1st, with the national special guest, Big Thief. And that'll just about wrap it up for this episode. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, that phone number is 919-832-5138. So long until next time.